Okay, we are on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, right at the top in the Mishnah, and my children are joining us for the shir today. Okay. Shorshei Ilan Shel Hedyot Habo'in Mishel Hektish Vishel Hektish Habo'in Mishel Hedyot Leinenin Veloy Moalin. So the case, excuse me, the case is the case is a tree which belongs to a hedyot, belongs to a, yeah, not to hekdesh, to a regular person, right? And they have come into they have extended into land which belongs to hekdesh. Or alternatively, right, if you've got a tree which is hekdesh, but its roots extend outside of the land which is hekdesh. In such a case, there is not mi'ilah, and not, but no, there is no isra mi'ilah on the one hand, but there is an isra hana on the other. As usual, the machlitin Rashi and Tosfos apply. What does leinanim v'lo mo'alim mean? Firstly, Rashi seems to think it can mean tashlumin sometimes, rarely, but sometimes. And secondly, Rashi can think it means, thinks it can mean daraisa, and Tosfos thinks exclusively derabanan. Mayan shel yotze mitoch hasadeh shel hekdesh leinanin v'leimalan moalin. Once again, a spring which starts in a field which is hekdesh and extends out of that field into a different field. On the one hand, no, there is no isur. No, on the other hand, no tashlumin mi'ila. Yotze chutz lasadeh nehenin mi menu. And once it actually gets outside of the field, and it's a part of the field that is a spring which is within the field, has an iser derabonon on the hana. The part that actually gets outside the field, it is mutter behana hamayim she bekad shel zahav leinanim leinan nesanam slechis moalin behen. If you put water into a golden pitcher, the one that they use to fill up to get the water for a nisuch hamayim, right, then. And remember that particular, it was, from on the one hand it was gold, because they wanted it to look nice for the Beis HaMikdash, everything the Beis HaMikdash has to look nice. Remember, we've talked about in Talmud, Ein Anias B'Makar Ashiras, there is not to be any poverty where there is wealth. But on the other hand, no, Rachelina. On the other hand, right, it was not a klisharis, but if it was a klisharis, then the water would become pasul Berlina. And we don't want that to happen. And therefore they used this golden pitcher, which on the one hand belonged to Beis HaMikdash, but on the other hand was not a klisharis. Right? So if you had the water which is in that golden pitcher on the one hand, right, you should not get hana. On the other hand, if you do, then there is no the rights of it. It's not in fact a klisharis, so it wasn't mekadesh the water. Nesanan. Nesanan, but if you then put them into a glass pitcher, then they get into the pitcher, not into a glass pitcher, into a pitcher that was used to actually pour them onto the Mizbeach on Shabbat, right? Remember, all of this only applies on Shabbat because the water was just taken directly from the Shulach to the Beis HaMikdash on a week down Shabbos, because you can't do that, so you have to prepare it in advance, which is why it couldn't be in the klisharis. So day before, they would put it in this gigantic golden pitcher. Therefore, once you put it into a sluchis, into the klisharis, you're going to use to actually pour it onto the mizbeach. Mo'alim ahen, they get the water has kedusha. The water has kedusha saguf. And then there will be an actual iser me'ila lechol davar vinyan arava. Right? The Arava is from the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. So they're not subject to Me'ila. And it's subject to Nisarnam, Darban, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Emer, Nenin, Ayu, Askenim. Nogin, Ayu, Askenim, Shenenin, Mimenu, Belovayen. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik said, no, they actually would get Hana from these Aravas. Not only was there no Isur Me'ila, it was Mutar Lachatchila. But there was no problem with getting Hana from them. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Moalin Becholam. Aval Moalin Beshalesh Logan. Right, so you don't get, when it comes to this pitch, this gigantic pitcher that's full of water, right, the entire pitcher is not subject to Me'ila. However, there is Me'ila. If there was only 3 lugim of Ma'in, then there would be Me'ila. Why? Because that's the exact shear you need for Nisuch HaMa'im. Right? So if there was the exact shear you need, said Reish Lakish, then there would be Me'ila. Because then you know that exact water is what it's going to be poured on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's already Kaddish at some level. Maybe not full Kaddish, it's a goof to make it possible. But Lina, as we discussed, the whole reason to put it in this gold pitcher the night before was so that you could leave it out without it having a psal Lina. But nevertheless, some sort of Kaddish Stamim or something, there was some Kaddish to it because you knew exactly this water was going to be poured on the Mizbeach. So, the Reisha tells you when it becomes subject to Me'ila. The Sefer tells you when it becomes subject to Me'ila. It says when you put them into the Tzlechis, into the Kli you would actually use to pour on the Mizbeach. That's when it became subject to Me'ila. The implication is before that there would be no Me'ila, right? Under any circumstances. Eli Ismar, a Sefer Ismar. Therefore, if you say this statement of Reish Lakish, it must be about the Sefer, it must be about the Tzlechis, not about the golden barrel, right? Mo'alin v'hen amar Reish Lakish ein mo'alin ela begimul lovin. Right? It says, when it says that there is Me'ila in these three, in what you put in the Tzlechis and what you're going to actually put in the Mizbeach, Reish Lakish said that's only true up to 3 lugim, not more, because that's how much you actually need. Reichna amar mo'alin v'chulan. Rabbi Yechna says there'll be Me'ila on anything you put into the Tzlechis, anything you choose to put into the Kli to put on the barrel and Mizbeach. So it's to Me'ila because it's a Kli Sharis, and a Kli Sharis is Makadish when you put into it. Does this mean that Reish Lakish thought that there was, in fact, a maximal amount of water that you would pour on the Mizbeach? That's not only Rabbi Lazar, a Manasach Mechag Bechag Bechutz Chayev. There are Rabbi Yechon Mishom Menachem Yudapa, Rabbi Lazar Beshis, Rabbi Akiva Amar, the Darish Niskehem, Echad Nisamayim, Echad Nisariyayim. Right? Didn't Rabbi Lazar say that some... What's the problem? Rabbi, don't we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that somebody who is Menasek, who poured out the water from Sukkos to God, Bachutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayef for Shlita Sukkos. He's Chayef for Chayef for Riyah Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yechanan said the name of Menachem Yudapa, a person, right? Rabbi Eliezer said this according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshan the word niskehem, right? The niskehem echad nisuch hamayim, ven echad nisuch hayayin, right? There's 2 nisachim mentioned with the korban tamid. One is nisuch hamayim, and one is nisuch hayayin, according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore all the rules that we have for nisuch hayayin will apply equally to nisuch hamayim. V'amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said about that. Im hayayin shalesh lugim, afim hayim shalesh lugim. Right. Just as wine is meant to be 3 lukim, so too water is meant to be 3 lukim. Michal is Reish Lakish ein shiur la mayim, right? And Reish Lakish said, if you were to say this, you would say that they both have 3 lukim. Doesn't that imply that he thought, in fact, you don't think they both have 3 lukim? So it says, no. He was saying this according to Menachem Yudapa. He thinks that Menachem Yudapa thinks that you don't have Shir L'mayim. And therefore he said, if you think ain't Shir L'mayim, then, but you think on the other hand that the Torah spoke about Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim equally, then you have a problem. Because then you should have a Shir for Nisuch HaMayim, just like you do for Nisuch HaYayin. However, for me, I do hold that there is a Shir of Nisuch HaMayim. For Nisuch HaMayim, therefore I do not have a problem. No touching. Just a minute. Let's move on to the Mishnah, right? If you have a bird's nest, which is at the top of a tree, which is hektesh, on the one hand, There is no Easter meal. On the other hand, there is an Easter now in Darabon Shabir Asher, Yatiz Bekane. And if it is at the top of an Asher, if it is at the top of a tree that was worshipped, according to Rambanon Chumash, a tree that was at the gate to a temple to avoid us, I was there to make a temple to avoid us, or look good. Then it's Mutar Hana, but you can't climb on the tree to get it, because that would be getting Hana from the tree, which is Asr Bana. Therefore, three things that it said falls down. Hamakdish as a choresh moalin bechuloi. If you were to be makdish the plow, then the entire plow is subject to meila, not only a part of it. And we will see tomorrow what exactly that means. Shkoyach, gentlemen.